¿Estás escuchando? ¿Estás escuchando? And now, TIK Radio. Welcome! Welcome to TIK Radio, familia! How are you today? Hope everyone is great. We're celebrating today Kids Day in Mexico. And we choose this day to have the old man here. Welcome everyone. I hope everyone is doing fine. Today we have a special live interview and I'm thrilled to have you all here. Welcome. And today we're very privileged to welcome two remarkable individuals to the world of podcasting. And together they've created a show that has touched the lives of many people over the past 4 years, becoming a beacon of positivity and connection into the Podbean platform and into family. So please join me in welcoming Jim, also known as Tom, and Grammy, the CEO. Let's give a warm welcome to the dynamic duo behind the Old Man Podcast. Jim and Grammy, we're thrilled to have you both here today.
Oh, Monica, Monica, you are too kind. You are too kind. Thank you for the kind words.
¿Cómo está, señorita?
That's about the end of my Spanish, dear. I'm sorry.
I studied with a mariachi. I wanted you to have a, you know, a very joyful, like a happiness and joy in this interview, because today we're celebrating Kids Day in Mexico.
I absolutely love mariachi music.
And I choose this day because I know that your 4 years was yesterday, but I choose the day today because I know you're inside of you and Grammy. I think there's a big inner child, you know, happiness and everything that you do. So that's why I choose this date. I said this is going to be a special, but I won't say nothing to him until you guys are. Let's welcome everyone in the chat. Welcome, Paul G. Boss. Oh, Brad is here, Dr. Man, Mr. Armpy, who else is here, Humble Dog, my producer self does welcome you, everyone. Thank you, Russ, for joining us today. So let me put a little bit of the music that I have planned for you guys.
Okay.
Music licensing reimagined.
That would put you in a better mood than mariachi music.
This is La Cucaracha. So La Cucaracha needs some little marijuana. That's what this song says.
Nice, I love it. I grew up listening to this in Tucson, Monica.
Yes.
Yeah.
Artlist.io.
Unfortunately, I needed to have licensing for this mariachi because I don't want to get in trouble.
Monica, in my high school I went to,
Music Licensing
High School
reimagined.
In Tucson, Arizona, it had a world-renowned mariachi band.
Oh, really?
These kids, it was like an after-school club that these this guy got together with all these students, and he put together a mariachi band. And they became world-renowned. They would travel all over the world performing mariachi music. It was just unbelievable. Wow. What a great group of kids they were, yeah. Nice.
And mariachi's always like connects you with this because it's so many, you know, the energy is three or four people, you know, performing and it's the energy and each one has a way of connecting. Which one, you know, which one will tell you the note and then the other one will tell you the rhythm and then someone will throw the, you know, like that out of the, no, so it's like, it's a beautiful, for me, it makes me,
So that's why I wanted to bring mariachi today, because today is Kids Day in Mexico. So welcome, everyone. I hope you having a beautiful day, and I want you to connect with your inner child today. After we have the honor, you know, interviewing the old man and the CEO. Thank you for being here. And Tom, I was making a reflection last night, and I remember that the honor of being interviewed by you back on October.
That was so much fun.
I know, it was a passion. You know, I just barely met you, and I just barely started here, and my passion was there. And I know we discussed about the limitations of access to information in my country and my vision of creating a bilingual platform. Yes. And I know that you had your willingness to help me and support me, and that meant a lot for me. And I think that was one of my motivations. You know, I kept pushing and pushing, you know. And now I have the honor to have you here in Grammy. So thank you, my producer, Zelda, and I, we feel so close to you guys. So I cannot explain, because we haven't met in person, but we're so connected to your heart. So as we celebrate Kids Day in Mexico, I just want to let you know that we're so happy to have you here. And at the same time, celebrating the four-year anniversary. And I know you have also the navigators here on the chat that are celebrating with you guys, because it's a team effort. And I know your creativity and vision have brought the Old Man Podcast to life, you know, captivating mm-hmm. not only listeners but families.
I'd like to acknowledge the person in the chat that got me started podcasting. You know, because when I started podcasting, how I got started podcasting was I used to listen to my son's podcast, Dreadnought 928. He had a podcast, and I used to listen to him. And I'd call in every now and then, you know, and harass him. And then one day he gives me a call. He goes, I need a co-host. I lost another co-host. Will you be a co-host for me? And it's like, come on. Oh, okay. All right. I'll be your co-host. And he goes, cool. I go, but I don't want you to call me dad. He goes, well, what do you want me to call you? I go, I want you to call me the old man. And that's how the old man got started. And I was a co-host. And the reason I mention that is because I want to give my son Rich credit, because he's in the chat room right now listening to us. So thanks, Rich. Thanks, big dog.
Bravo.
Yeah, he gave birth to the... I birthed him, but he birthed the old man.
And that's amazing, you know, because that's going to be a memory that is going to last forever. That's something that, you know, how he makes you feel and how you made him feel, that's going to last forever, you know, regardless of age, time. That's the importance. And that's what I wanted to understand, the inception of it, you know, back in, I think you started in 2020, right?
I was his co-host in 2019.
Okay.
I don't remember what month it was, but that was so much. I have a lot of fun with my son anyway. I mean, we go out of our way to make each other laugh, you know, and goof it off. And for me to, you know, I mean, it was his podcast. He ran it, but I was like his sidekick. And I had so much fun. You know, I would be doing things just to mess with him and make him laugh, you know, and we had so much fun. But that's where the love to do a podcast was birthed, right there, because I had so much fun. I didn't have time to worry about, oh, how am I going to sound? You know, how's my voice going to sound? I didn't have time to go through those things that a lot of people go through when they're starting a podcast. You know, oh, I hope I sound okay. No, I didn't go through all that because I knew I was going to sound dorky. Because I was gonna be his co-host, you know. So yeah. a lot of fun.
And not only that, the time, you know, that you needed to invest. because it was just normally, like it was just spontaneously. So it was not, you know, there was not a lot of prep, right, on it. You just were helping him, you know, and that's what I think the creativity.
Right.
You connected.
Mm-hmm. I mean, equipment was my iPhone and a pair of earbuds. And that's how I did it. You know, that's just how I did it. iPhone and earbuds. And it was so funny because Monica, he'd be trying to do his podcast, and there'd be all kinds of noise in the background. He'd go, "What are you doing, old man? What are you doing?" I'd be like, "Well, I'm working out in the shop. I'm trying to build something here." And he'd be hearing my staple gun going off and drills. And I'm building a birdhouse. Come on, you know. It was a lot of fun.
But I think that connection is very important when you're doing a podcast, to have fun. I honestly think that's one of the things that I connected with your when I joined the first time at the Old Man. I was listening to your voice and everyone's voice, and you guys were having so much fun. And that's how I think I got connected.
Well, and that's one thing. Yes, that's one thing that I got from Rich, you know, because he just wanted to have fun. And it wasn't, his podcast was a little bit differently formatted than mine. I mean, we would talk about current events, but we also talked about crazy stuff. Like we talk about the burrito lady that's bringing us burritos in the morning and talk about getting coffee at the 7-Eleven, you know, at the Circle K. And, you know, I had a lot of fun stuff like that. We did one of the funnest shows we did was a show, and this was right as COVID was starting. And he would say something, "Hey, well, what do you think, you know, what do you think about this or think about that?" And I'd go, "COVID did it. It's COVID's fault." You know, and we were blaming COVID for everything, you know, and so we just had so much fun. But, you know, he kind of taught me how that, you know, that what people wanted was they wanted something to laugh about. You know, they wanted something to laugh about. And he was providing that. Him and I were providing that in the mornings. Because we were Monday through Friday with him, you know, doing a podcast in the morning. And we'd had guests come in and talk, and we'd have trolls. We'd have trolls come into the show, and showed them no mercy. I mean, we would connect with them. We'd give them invites to call in, and we'd go after. I mean, it was so much fun. You know, we didn't take anything as a serious threat. We were just there to have fun and make people laugh. And it was a total blast. But that's basically how the persona, the old man, got started. You know,
I think he's saying that you were a producer nightmare. That's what he.
Yeah, I was a producer's nightmare because I would never do anything he wanted me to do.
Delegating.
I was a loose cannon. I was a loose cannon on the show. He never knew what I was going to do. You know.
That's so.
Exactly.
Now, reflecting on this, I'm just wondering, you know, thinking about, I'm very analytical when it goes to, you know, content and what is the impact. And if we go back reflecting on your extensive experience in podcasting all these years, can you pinpoint a particular conversation or moment that challenged your beliefs and Grammy's beliefs, or expanded your understanding of humanity as humans, you know, not as a podcaster, as humans? How did this, maybe this experience influence the direction of your podcast?
I guess, you know, I read that question, Monica, and I was thinking, you know, the one thing about, you know, the podcast, my mission, you know, my mission statement, you know, it's we are anti-anger, anti-hate, grab a coffee and let's chit-chat about anything and everything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And our mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step. That's I adhere to that as strongly and as firmly as I can. And I guess what I got out of is that humanity, the public, people, they wanted that. They want that. They want that escape. You know, if they could just get away from all the stuff that's going on in the world, if they could get away from it and just have, you know, just have a little smile on their face or a little giggle or a little laugh or a little, that old man, he's crazy. You know, he's crazy. He makes me laugh. He's crazy. And I just come to realize that I think humanity is hungry for that. They want something like that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, because I've seen when I went in there and I see all the content and I see that you went from and looking at, you know, different perspectives, and that's what I think Russ is writing in the chat, and then he's saying, and then he let me navigate. That was my, I was amazed by seeing all these personalities in there connecting, you know, in a one spot at the same time with the chat. Usually you don't have that in radio, you know, because I come from radio. Mm-hmm. We never got interaction with the public. We were just there entertaining, you know, and right. we never knew how the public was taking it. Mm-hmm. So when I went into your show and I see all this interaction, for me it was like, wow, this is something that is going to expand not only the understanding, but how you interact with individuals, and especially me with, you know, diverse backgrounds and cultures. And I think that's how you and I got connected with in that interview, that even though your show was not in Spanish, you mm-hmm. were exposure, you know, to kind of get into that diverse background, you know, of my country, you know, and I'm sure there's other countries that listen to you. So,
excuse me. yeah, and I got to give credit to that to my friend Roberto Jimenez. I mean, you know, because he's we were sitting around, and he was an analysis for HP at the time, and he's looking at, you know, I love showing him my numbers and all that, because if anybody understands numbers, he does. And he's looking at it, and he's looking at where the downloads are coming from, and he goes, "You're getting downloads from Mexico?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "And Ecuador?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "That's funny, because you don't do any Spanish at all." I go, no, I don't. He mm-hmm. goes, and he goes, "You know," he says, "You know what you need?" He goes, "You need just a little introduction in Spanish to make those people that are listening and downloading from those countries feel even more welcome to your show." And when he said that, I went, "Yes, I do," you know. And that's why we have that little introduction. That's Roberto doing that for me. That's why we have that little introduction, because I was raised in Tucson. I was raised around the Hispanic, the Mexican culture. Uh-huh. And I mean, I've got great love for people like that. My community where I went to school in Tucson was, three main things. Well, four, really. You had the white kids, you had the hippie kids, and you had the Mexicans, and you had the blacks. And we were the minority. So, you know, we were exposed to all the cultures, all those different cultures. And I tell you, I fell in love with it. Our high school was a big melting pot. You know how they say America's a melting pot? Our high school actually was that melting pot. And we had so many people, such a big diversity there. And it wasn't forced on anybody. It was just something that happened because of where they built the high school. And it was a blast. And I just love reaching out to all the different people. I mean, We got people from India that call into the show. We've got our, I think she's in the chat room now. We've got a friend from Germany, Selena. She calls into the show. We've had people from Switzerland. Sweden, Iran. I mean, all these different diverse people come in. And I think the reason being is because we don't go out of our way. We just greet everybody with open arms because we are anti-anger and anti-hate. We don't want to talk about non-confrontational stuff. My mom taught me there's two things you don't want to talk about in public. And I remember her telling me this when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Politics and religion. Just don't talk about those. And then everybody, you know, doesn't cause any arguments or fights. And so that's how we adapted for the show. You know, I mean, yeah, we do kind of skirt around things a little bit, but we don't dive right into them because I don't want to alienate anybody from the show because I want that culture of everybody feeling welcome to the show. You know, it's like music. I don't care what you listen to. I don't care if you're a classical musician, if you like hip hop, if you like rap, if you like jazz, blues, big band music, you know, when we start talking music, we talk music. And does that make any sense to you, Monica? I mean, that's...
Yes, totally. And that's how I think it's exposure to share, like shaping the understanding of your podcast. And how is it that you are connecting, because you're in this middle place, you know, that everyone can come and, you know, and get an insight from the morning show, and not necessarily because you know that a lot of Mexicans or in my country that we love to learn English. That's something that we're always listening to music and we're always listening to stuff that we can learn English. So I think that's how I got attracted to the show. And let me just welcome, because I know there's people saying,
"Oh, please!" A lot of visitors, good people.
Yes, let me go back and let's welcome. I think Danny Bling is here, GJRB, Shorty V, Dr. Man, Selena, the Paul Zanelli, Brett, Marley, Miss Dixie, Paul G, Boss, and Russ. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Did I miss someone? I don't think I missed someone. I'm trying just to go over. Honey, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And I think, old man, I want to use the right word. It's incorporation of not only fun, but conversations and day to day, you know, like you care about the Podbean community. They share your experiences in your shows. You know, they get to be open and honest about their feelings. Do you think being exposed or feeling to being exposed within your experience, do you think that that give you a facility to have conversations with your listeners? And how does that make you feel?
I don't see it as being exposed. I don't see it like I'm exposing, you know, the inner secrets of the old man. I think, to tell you the truth, I think a lot of people don't really know, outside of the podcast, they don't know me. You know, they don't know. They just know the voice on the podcast. And what I've always wanted to try to convey is a person that's open to everybody, you know, open to everybody to talk. I'll talk with anybody about anything and everything, you know, and just chit chat, just talk. And I try to do it in a way that I don't make them feel, I don't want to say threatened, but under pressure to expose their inners. You know, I'm basically not interested. I'm not interested in your secrets in your life. You know, I'm interested in hearing what do you like? What do you like to do? You know, like we talk about food all the time. Nothing joins cultures more than music and food.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I've had people say, man, all you talk about is food or all you talk about is music. That's because that's what joins cultures. You know, that's where we can all relate. And I try to be non-threatening. And am I achieving that? I don't know. I've never had anybody tell me, you know, I've never had anybody contact me and say, oh, you, I feel threatened when I'm around you.
Well, yeah, I want to share. And the reason I ask this is because for our culture, Mexicans, we respect a lot the old, you know, el viejo or la viejita, the old, and is the wise, you know, that we look into it. Even in our families, you know, whatever grandma or grandpa says is what rules, you know. You don't say no to grandma or grandpa. So that's what I think a lot of, if you're getting audience from my country, you know, they see you as all the grandpa, el abuelo, el viejo, you know, like that. Yeah. That's how I think my country will see you. But I don't know. I was just wondering if other countries see you like that.
I made that comment to somebody just in the last couple of days, Monica. I told them that I feel people think of me as their grandpa. That's grandpa. You know, that's the old man. That's grandpa.
Right.
You know, and right. I think, I I don't know. Was I talking to you about that, Grammy? I don't remember.
It might have been. I'm not sure.
Now I want to talk to Grammy because I know the driving force behind that energy is my Grammy.
Before you talk to Grammy, I want to do to you this. You know, you were talking about how, you know, like the Mexican culture, you know, they pay homage. They
yes.
embrace the elderly. They embrace their elders, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know I was going to say Grammy's background's the same way. You know, he does, they do the same thing, you know. And I mean, Rich says in the chat room, ask him about Grandma Juana. Well, that was my
Grandma Juana. Okay.
Yeah, that was my the kids' mom's grandma, you know. So that's you know, and it's like they had her, they had Grandma Juana, which was off my, you know, her mom's side of the family. And they had Grandma Bessie, who was the mother to his grandpa Pete, you know. So that's the dad's side of my first wife's family. And, man, I tell you what, they ruled the roost. You know, I mean, you can do what you want, but if Grandma Juana or Grandma Bessie said, you know what I think you ought to do, you paid attention. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
You paid attention.
Yes.
And Grammy's family, it was the same way in their family, too. You could ask her, you know, she's about the elders.
Yes. And it's so powerful in our community. Even me with the, you know, in the spectrum of autism and doing a lot of innovations, grandmas, grandparents are very, very important, you know, in some countries. So I was wondering if, you know, if your conversations, and I'm sure, I think everyone sees you like that now. And I see in the chat that they're making comments about it. So it's now that I want to turn my energy and into Grammy. Grammy, thank you for being here today. My intuition was giving me an insight, and I even emailed the gym and I said, you know, I need to invite Grammy. I need to have that, you know, the driving force behind the scenes, because no one, you know, when we go to a show, we just see the, you know, the, what's going on the front, you know, but there's a lot of things happening in the back scenes. And I want to see if you're possible, like if it's possible for you to share some of the contributions as the, you know, as a CEO, you know, whoever is in driving the old man's in the morning, you know, doing everything, get ready, you know, getting ready and doing everything for the show to be a success. Could you share some of your strategies for supporting this past year's The Old Man's Podcast Grammy?
Yes, I can. I just love the program that he has set. And when we talked about him starting his own, and I had to convince him to go ahead because I saw how he enjoyed the podbean and podcasting with his son. And I thought, okay. And then he'd be moping around, and I'm like, you need to start your own podcast because you're under my feet way too much. And so I said, why don't you just get what you need and start your podcast? And so he did, finally. And I told, you know, my thing was he's retired and he did not have a hobby, which rubbed me wrong. So make the podcast your hobby. Because I do crafts. I knit, I crochet, I do needle, I do all of that. You know, I love doing the handwork. And I go, you need to get a hobby. And so what my most supportive portion of his podcast is I sleep and let him do what he wants and needs to do. I just said, remember, you want it to be comfortable for everyone. So picture a big kitchen with everyone sitting around the table. That's why we do some of the cooking and they're talking about, gosh, you're always talking about food. Well, you have food when you're around a table and sipping coffee or tea or whatever and jibber-jabbering and talking around. And you just talk about any and everything. And that's the best way. And he and I are always ribbing and rubbing each other and making sure that we laugh. You know, the laughter has got to be. Because to me, laughter puts strength to that person. It enlightens them, it relaxes them, and helps them to enjoy and proceed forward. Laughter is the best medicine.
That's beautiful.
And I strongly believe in that. Laughter is the best medicine. And you know, and I got that from Reader's Digest. Years ago, I used to read them, and they had a portion, a little section, like a page usually, and it was titled, Laughter is the Best Medicine.
That's beautiful. I remember those little magazines. They used to come. They were like small, right? A little a booklet. Yes, my mom used to receive those.
Yeah, see?
In Spanish.
But there was always a page that said, laughter is the best medicine. And you actually, if you think about it, when you laugh and you get one of those real deep laughs and things, you're burning calories.
Yeah. And you know, that's how I got contagious when I hear you the first time at the Old Man. I think you were laughing. I don't know if it was food or it was related something to cooking. And then I heard you laughing and I got contagious. You know, and I was laughing. And I think Miss Dixie too. And someone else said something in the chat, you know, that time. And then everyone was laughing, you know. So let me read you, saying, Mr. A saying, hi, Grammy, Mix Dixie too. Richie, says, I love you, Yvonne. Yvonne? Yvonne. In Spanish, it's Yvonne. In English, it's Yvonne? No.
Yvonne.
Yvonne, okay. Yes, and then, who else is saying hi? Let me see.
Oh, great, they give out your secret identity.
Oh, that's all right.
He gets his best material from Grammy.
So I called them, and I started with Richie's Dreadnought 928, I call them pod people.
Oh. So
all those who joined in and were accessing the Old Man's podcast, I began calling them pod people. And it was one of T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
One of
Mr.
The,
T.
Mr. T, that's right, Mr. T. And he was, he is the son to a gentleman that the Old Man grew up with. And he, Mr. T and Richie know each other and were bantering. And he would, Mr. T would come into Richie's podcast. And so I started just calling them pod people. And of course I thought, oh, that's a scary movie. Invasion of the pod. Body snatchers and stuff like that. But I thought that's great because, you know, that includes every and anybody who joins into a podcast. They're a pod person. And hey, and it's gone on over there because I know when Mr. T comes into the Old Man's podcast, whenever I'm in it, he'll mention pod people, Grammy pod people. So I just love it. And like I tell the Old Man, I said, we are both retired and it's time for us to enjoy life. And how else can you enjoy life than with laughter? Because that is the best medicine.
And Monica, I wanna interject here really quick and to give you know, to give props where it's due, and that's a Grammy. She, you know, because we were talking about, okay, well, what's my podcast going to be like? What's it going to be about? And this and that we're talking, and she is the reason that I've always said, people say, well, what's your podcast like? What's your podcast about, what it's like? I go, picture yourself coming into my house, sitting down at my kitchen table, having a cup of coffee, maybe a donut, scrambled eggs, and we're just sitting there talking. I go, that's the Old Man's podcast. And that came directly from Grammy. She goes, this is how you need to make it. You need to make it so it's like people come into the house. Remember when we grew up, she'd say, remember when we grew up, all the neighbor kids would come over and we'd sit around and, you know, we'd all go sit in the kitchen and our moms are making food to eat and we're all talking and having fun and that. She goes, that's what you need to have for your podcast right there. And so that whole premise was her idea, and it's paid off.
That's beautiful, and I think I have to give, that's why my intuition was telling me, Grammy, I love you and I admire you so much. I know.
I'm just a happy-go-lucky, loving person. That's just how I am. That's how I've always been. And that's how I continue and plan to be for the rest of my life.
Well, they should have talked. They should have talked to you 10 minutes ago. That's what Joan Jared did.
Why?
Well, you need to have the other, you know, in order to love more. You need to have a balance, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
So, you know, I think that's the key. I think that's the key behind the scenes, what you said, Grammy, the love and how you deal with the difficulties. Because, you know, everyone knows that here in the Podbean and the Podbean family understands that sometimes we have difficulties in the back, you know, keeping the podcast running smoothly and kind of getting the, you know, everything working out. And I think that's the key, the laughter, you know, keep it as a fun, keep it in a happy mood. Sometimes you might have, you know, some issues that are not going to be, and you take it differently because every day is differently. But I think that's the key. And I remember the first time I heard you laugh, it was amazing. And I think, and I'm in the next question that I have it's related to that because I got an insight last night, and I said, I'm going to throw it out, and I think I'm going to the right way. So this is going to be an exclusive here on TIK Radio. So listening to the Dutch and the zigzag, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Zigzag.
Am I pronouncing it? Yes? Okay.
Zigzag.
So listening to them, I see that coming back after May 13. I don't think the old man is going to go hiatus. I have a feeling that the Dutch and the zigzag series are coming back. Tell me, Grammy. You have to tell me. Don't worry about the old man. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it will. And, you know, the old man will continue his podcast on Monday mornings only, and which is good because that means I get him back in the mornings for me. And that's how he put it to me. He says, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years, and you've been right there beside me, and making sure I had everything that I need and want. And I need to start giving you some more time. At first I said, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. But I realized that, yes, I'm going to enjoy him a lot more too. Well, I enjoy him now because we love our banter. And Dutch and Zigzag, I need to tell you how they came to be. He has these black powder guns, which is like the old times where you have to put the gunpowder in and put the paper wick in and do the, you know, just the whole gambit before they had the shell encasements like they have for bullets now. And so he has those black rifle, black powder guns. And so we were at a store. Well, he had commented that he wanted to find something else to use. So he found out that he can load it with some kind of oatmeal or grain cereal, whatever.
Now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make little packets of gunpowder, little gunpowder packets that I could just slide down the barrel instead of putting just free black powder. I just want to make a little black powder packet, and I needed to find paper that would burn. Go ahead, Graham.
So we were in a store, and we were talking about it on our way. And so I went in, and I was doing something. I think I was getting a money order or something. And I looked behind the counter, and I saw the zigzag papers.
For rolling cigarettes.
To roll your own cigarettes, yes. And see, my mother used to do that. She used to buy the tobacco in the can, and she would, she bought one of those little roller things that you could put the paper in, put your tobacco in, and roll them up. So I remember that. And so I said, well, this is like cigarette paper. And so I was at the counter, and he came up, and I looked at him, and then I remembered. I said, oh, could I get a package of those zigzags?
No. That is not how you said it. First you got to remember, this is during the winter time, so Grammy and I are dressed in our, what I call our homeless attire. You know, we got our old, we're all bundled up, we got our old sweats on, and stocking caps on our heads, and we walk up to the counter, and yes, she's right, we were talking about the cigarette paper, zigzags. And so we walk up to the counter, and the lady goes, hi, may I help you? And Grammy leans over and goes, are those zigzags? Are those zigzags here? And so we ended up buying some. And when I'm laughing so hard. And I go, you know, that's going to be your homeless name. She goes, what's that? I go, zigzag. You are now zigzag for now on. And she goes, well, what is your name going to be? I go, Dutch. And she goes, so we're going to be Dutch and Zigzag? I go, yes, we're going to be Dutch and Zigzag. So that's how the Dutch and Zigzag thing came about.
In the winter, we're Dutch and Zigzag.
But to your question, Monica, yeah, see, it's we just have a lot of fun doing Dutch and Zigzag because we just start talking and just have fun. We just record it and just have fun. Go wherever it goes, and we're trying to keep them short. You know, maybe 10, 15 minutes long, and they're just. I talked with Grammy about this. I go, you know, we need to do some Dutch and Zigzag stuff. You
nice.
Know, and I go, we'll just do it whenever it hits us. You know, we'll fire up the equipment and we'll just do a little short thing. And then I'll post it out there as, we won't do them live. We'll just do them, you know, pre-recorded. And she goes, well, what are we going to talk about? I go, whatever we're talking about. And,
yes.
we've already done a couple of them. And yes, we are. Dutch and Zigzag will be out and about. They will be making an appearance every now and then. Yeah, it's not going to be a like once a week thing. It's going to be whenever we feel like doing one. You know,
right?
And,
right.
But yeah, they are Dutch and Zigzag are going to make an appearance because we have fun doing them. I mean, we are laughing. We
you
are
know,
laughing so
I
much.
I connect with you guys because I am. We call it in Mexico simple. You're simple, like they laugh, like when you start laughing and then you cannot stop laughing and you just laugh because the other one is laughing and then you ended up doing pee-pee, you know, peeing, you're, you know, like that, like that laugh. That's how I connect you. Because you, and then Grammy has that laugh that, you know, and I'm sure J Baby, and I think some other people are connecting when they hear you. I think Mr. A is asking, ask Grammy, hold on, because I think they connect with your laugh too, the same way I connect. And when I heard the Zigzag and Dutch, I'm like, this is it. You know, this is my doses of, because it's out of nowhere. I know there's no script. I know there's no script because I felt the laugh, and you're just talking nonsense, and then ends up, you know, being the, because you guys are laughing at each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And then part of our real characters come out in Dutch and Zigzag because Dutch yes. is kind of the Dutch is kind of airheady and Zigzag always trying to bring him back to reality, you know. And I tell you, we've got an idea where we did. I was saying how it's spontaneous, but uh-huh. we did come up with an idea for one, and so it's kind of a pre-thought out one. But it's gonna be so much fun to do. I'm not gonna tell anybody about it because we don't want to spoil the surprise.
And I think it was a surprise for me when I listened and I connected and I even made some comments, you know, I said, I love this. I felt it. I felt it in my gut, you know, in that spot that you laugh and it hurts on your stomach. Right. So I think it's,
is that we do it spontaneously because sometimes we'll be, you know, doing around the house or whatever and something to click and we'll look at each other and crack up and then we'll say, Dutch and Zigzag! And then we'll run back to the studio and do it.
That's so true.
Something triggers, you know, like, ooh. You know, I'll say, mm-hmm. well, that's a good Dutch and Zigzag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll say, well, mm-hmm. that's a good Dutch and Zigzag. I said, come on, let's do it. And I mean, there's sometimes we're on our way to bed at night, and it's like, mm-hmm. oh, or we've watched a show or something. It's like, oh, that's a Dutch and Zigzag. We need to talk about that, or whatever, you know, and that's what we do. I love the fact that we wake up laughing and giggling with each other, and we go to bed laughing and giggling.
That's amazing.
I saw in the chat room, I think it was Miss Dixie.
Uh-huh.
Asked how to find the Dutch and Zigzag. Oh, yeah. How do we find Dutch and Zigzag? If you go to our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and you go to the episodes tag, and in the search bar, you type in Dutch and Zigzag and hit enter so it searches, you'll find them. I just did it to make sure it worked. And it throws up the episodes like the after it lists as several episodes of other podcasts there, but the second one is The Old Man's Podcast Presents Dutch and Zigzag number 2. And if you scroll down just a little bit below that, you see The Old Man's Podcast Presents Dutch and Zigzag. You know, there's the first one. And so you can find them. You can find them like that. Or you can go to wherever you find your podcasts, like on Podbeam and that. You can just scroll down all our episodes and find them.
On the phone is easier. Yeah, on the phone is easier than the, you know, the webpage. It will tell you, but, then, you know, you have to scroll down so many. It's faster on the,
right.
On the phone. Yeah,
it's faster. You can find them. Just put in Dutch and Zigzag, and they're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then Mr. A is asking, ask Grammy about her ninja ways and sneaking up on the audience carrying the skin animal during his podcast.
Oh, my God. She is like, Mr. A. Mr. A knows, he's heard me talk about it enough. She is like a ninja. She sneaks around and... That's what all the ninjas say. And it is so bad, I actually put a mirror up where I can look in the mirror and see the door to the studio in case I hear a noise. I can see if she's creeping in on me. But she just comes in.
Tell Mr. A about that. Yeah, he got scared. One too many times. Put a mirror. I can't just come in through the door. But I try to make as much noise as I can. But he always was getting, what are you doing? Why are you sneaking up? I'm not sneaking up on you. I'm trying to make noise.
Yeah. Well, Monica, when you're doing a podcast, you got your headset on. You're listening to everything that's going on in your podcast. So you're not really hearing anything that's going on outside of what you hear in your headset.
Right. Yeah.
And she'll come up and she'll put her hand on my shoulder and it's like, gee! I mean, she just...
Well, I'm going to be honest. This is the whole truth as to why it started. Years back, he gave me permission to do this. He told me, he says, you know, you sneak up on me and you startle me here and you startle me there. I want you to just scare me sometime. I said, sometime.
Sometime. You just needed that green light, right?
Yeah, I gave her permission. I said, look, I like to scare people and I like being scared, so feel free to scare me anytime you want. And I made the mistake of saying when I'm asleep, because I used to go to bed when I was working. I used to go to bed really early because I had to get up early and drive a couple of hours to work. So I'd go to bed really early, and I would during the wintertime, I would sleep on Grammy's side of the bed. So I'm warming her side of the bed for her, you know.
Sweet.
And then, so she'd come in and go, baby, and scare me, you know. And I go, you know what you ought to do? You ought to come in and scare me really good and take a picture of me. Well, that I should have never said that. Because then she started doing that, and then she'd hide around the house. You know, and I'd come into the room. I'd be looking all over for her. I mean, let's face it. Grammy's got natural camouflage.
Yes.
You know, being a beautiful black woman, she's got that natural camouflage. She can hide in the shadows. I don't see her, you know. And I'll walk into a room and I go, hey, where are you at? And she'd be right behind me. I'm right behind you. Ah! Giving me a heart attack.
Jay, baby. Glow says that Grammy, you'll get more from him for your honey do list.
Oh yeah.
And then let me see. The Nightingale is asking, 3 things you take on a deserted island. 3 things Grammy takes
on a deserted island. Let me think. I'll need a pot to clean, to cook in. You know, I would have made communications with the animals around, and I think they would feed me, make sure I was provided.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have to take much with me. Maybe just a change of clothes. But see, because I can always wash the dirty ones in the ocean. So I think that was it. Well, and I might take the old man.
Yeah, thanks, baby.
As a last resort, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is you'd be looking at me like, if I get too hungry, that man's going in the pot right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm making sure I'm
taking
a pot. Oh, yeah.
Richie's saying that scaring each other is a family tradition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two of us, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's, and we'll soon be married 24 years.
Yeah, that's
that's coming up in May.
That's May 6th, yeah.
Yeah. And he was actually a blind date. And we hit it off.
Wow.
We had a mutual friend. She and I took a college course together, and she knew the old man through music. And she and I became study partners. And, you know, she kept telling me, oh, you're so much fun. I know someone for you. I've got someone for you. I am not looking for anybody right now. You know, I'm just trying to chill and just enjoy myself. And so she was telling him, oh, I've got the perfect person for you. You need to call her. It took her about a month to convince me to let her give him my phone number. And see, and that's what we do. We do not just arbitrarily give out people's, you know, other person's phone numbers. We contact them and ask them if it's okay, or who's ever asking for the phone number will call the person and say, so-and-so would like your phone number. Is it all right if I give it to them? Or here's their phone number and you call them. Because we'll also ask those that are wanting it, is it all right if we give them your phone number, and if they wish to talk to you, let them call you. And I think that's the most respectful way you could do it. And keep your friends. But so she finally convinced me, and he called me, and we talked for about.
Wait. Here's my side. So she gives me. No, it's just, I'm just going to fill in a little gap here. She gives me the number, and she goes, here, you need to call her. She's expecting you to call. And I go, maybe I'll call her. I don't know. She goes, you will call her, because I worked my tail off to get that number, and you better call her in the next couple of days. So, I mean, it was like, I got threatened to call her, so.
Yeah. We talked to each other for about a week, and it was surprising how similar our lives had been, and in our experiences, because I had been previously married, and he had been previously married, and so we got to, after about a week, we went on our first date, and we went to Applebee's for dinner, and then we went to the movies. Guess which movie it was?
It was a romantic comedy.
Romantic, okay.
The Mummy.
And you know, You know what's ironic is that movie is coming out in a re-release in May because it's its 25th anniversary of that movie. So they're re-releasing it.
Oh.
So it's going to be re-released on our anniversary day.
That's wow. Awesome.
So obviously, Mommy, that was fun because that was... I think that was the Friday or Saturday before Mother's
Day. Uh-huh. And, so anyway, we went to see the Mummy, and we had so much fun. I beat him up a little bit, so he's learned to sit on my left side and not my right side. Yeah, if we're going to go to the movies, I got to get a good stretch in and get kind of pumped up a little bit because I know there's going to be a fight if the movie's scary.
I tend to get into the movie, so mm-hmm. I don't need conversation on either side because I have to be there to help who's ever fighting somebody on the screen.
Yeah, she's help fighting them. She's helping you.
She's helping.
So when we go to the movies now, I got to dress like a goalie in hockey so I don't get beat up.
So yeah, he learned that. Well, my younger brother, he also learned that. He and I went to what was that? Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, it could be, I don't know.
The first one was,
I wasn't going to go with you.
Yeah, I think it was Raiders.
You said you were going to go to the movies with your brother, and I looked at him and went, good luck, brother. You want to borrow these? You want to borrow these bags?
He loves you. Oh.
Yeah, it was the one with Harrison Ford in it, where he. Yeah,
an Indiana Jones movie.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, an Indiana Jones movie.
Or Indiana Jones movie. Yeah. So my brother and I went, and he sat on the right side of me. And there's a portion. There's that first one, is where they fight off the snakes, and then they get on his whip and swing over into this little entry hall into a room full of mummies that fall on them, and they were fighting them off, and I was fighting them off. And my brother, he grabbed my hand, my arm a couple of times. You're hurting me.
I know the feeling.
But it's just that I enjoy movies and I like to get into them.
Right.
That's just how I am. That's how I enjoy, because I put myself into those movies. But oh my gosh. So we, after a week or two, maybe a month of dating, the old man comes to me. I want to marry you. I love you. And I looked at him and started laughing because I thought he was joking.
Oh, you thought he was joking?
I said, you don't know me. How are you going to, ask me to marry you and all of that? And you've only known me a little over a month. He says, I know what I want. Okay. So I was being ornery, and I made him jump through a few hoops. First, he had to ask my auntie, Aunt Mina, who I love so dearly.
The elders of the family.
Yeah, they're the ones that know. And so I called her and asked and told her, and I said, can we come, can I bring him up for this? He said, yeah, sure. Bring him up and I'll fix some dinner and sit around and talk. As soon as she met him, she was like, oh yeah, he's the one. And so I thought, okay, he passed that one. So I thought, okay, well now I've got to get my daughter involved, So I said, okay, I've got to ask my daughter. Because by then my parents were gone. But so he asked her, and she said, yes, I'd like somebody to take over. because she was just starting college and was going to be away from home. And, you know, she and I had been together for a long time. You saw me, you saw her. She saw her, you saw me, kind of a thing. And so she gave her blessings. And I tell you, it's been, but she did give one stipulation, because he was ready to go to the altar. And she said, you have to wait a year.
Oh, you waited a year. Okay. Uh-huh.
At her request. So, you know, trying to be right. And it just clicked ever since. From the first date, it has clicked, and we have laughed and giggled together all the while.
Well, Monica, she made a mistake. I'm like a lost dog. She fed me. She fed me, and then I'm just, she opens the door and I'm out there laying on the porch. What are you doing here? You know.
But it's been a wonderful adventure. And
Dr. Mann says, make him work for it. That's what Dr. Mann says. And then Rich is saying, Mina is a saint. Mina is your auntie?
Yeah.
Auntie, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I love her so much. I still think of her.
I do too.
You, but I know she's looking down on me.
And
so.
You know, I do want to say this about the podcast, Monica, that
yes,
the old man before I met Grammy, the guy I was before I met Grammy, would not have the podcast that the old man has. There's no way he had been able to do it, because I was such an angry filled man. I was angry. I was mad at the world. I was angry. I was just a very angry person at the time. And when I met Grammy, it was just something about her, you know.
I think I lost you.
You know, brought me in, and I'm.
Oh, I hear you.
You know, and all the. Can you hear me now? And.
Yeah, I hear you.
And she just, you know. She was just so sincere and everything, and she was telling me about her life and that. But I was a very angry person, and I was, you know, I was divorced, I was upset, and I was mad. And there came a time when my kids' mom, Patty, she and her partner, they were going to have something to help our daughter move. You know, there was a first time after the divorce that I'm running into these people. And Grammy takes me aside and she goes, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. She goes, I don't know what happened in your marriage. I don't know what happened. I don't care what happened. But I'm going to tell you this, that woman deserves every bit of respect you've got, because she is the mother of your children. I will not allow you to be rude to her. I will not allow you to be loud and mean.
Yeah.
And this is pretty emotional.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so she, you know, she goes, you can't do that. You can't be like that.
Right.
And she goes, you gotta let all that go.
I love you.
She goes, you gotta let that go, because we're a family, and we'll always be a family. You know, and man, when she said that to me, things started changing. And I remember looking in a mirror one day going, why am I so angry? What is my problem? And through her guidance, you know, and her.
I feel you.
Man, this is hard. This is hard. Dang you, Monica!
But you know,
through her dealing with me, with my issues in my heart, she changed. You know, I was changed. I became a changed person, and that's why in our podcast we're constantly telling people that you know, it doesn't matter. You can get along with people you don't agree with. You know, you can get along with people that you don't agree with on subjects. You can be friends with people that you don't agree with politically or anything in your life. You can get along with them if you just, you know, you work at it and you want to put in the time, because we are proof of that. Grammy and I are proof of that. You know, she used to tell me that, you know, her ex-husband, Roselle's dad, I don't even like calling him ex-husband, but Roselle's dad, she goes, Roy used to come over, I was going to have a family gathering, and we were going to have barbecue. Roy came and was the cook, because Roy could cook. And I thought, man, that's absolutely crazy. You know, that's crazy. Well, yeah, and she goes, no, but that's family. That's how family works. And so, you know, we have a very happy relationship. We love each other. We love our families, you know, sometimes, and I'll say it with Rich in the, in the chat room. Sometimes you want to strangle them, but, but that's how families are. You know, you're strangling them, then you're hugging them, then when you're done strangling them, you know. But because of that, and then, so the podcast is, I really feel, a reflection of that, because there's just no way that I could have ever have the success or have the podcast I have or reach the people we've reached, you know, if that all hadn't taken place.
I love you, Grammy, and I am so honored, you know, because I know sometimes we don't know what's behind, you know, we don't understand what people go through, and make it so real for others, you know, despite what you're going through, it takes a lot, and I admire you both for that. Thank you for having me, the honor to have you today.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you.
And I just want to leave with this one thought to everyone, is when you get with someone, remember why you wanted to be with them. Don't try to change them, because changing them or trying to change them is where the animosities and things come in. And that's the way I look at it. You have to remember who you fell in love with or you like about that person. Always keep the positive up front of the negative, because the positive will pull you out of that hole, and the negative will dig in deeper for you.
You know,
very true.
Yeah, you don't. One thing is with Grammy and I also is we weren't concerned with the other person's past, because that's exactly what it is. It's the past. I had somebody come up to me and say, "Oh, I can tell you some things about Yvonne that will just make your skin crawl," and I go, "I don't care." They go, "Oh, no, you don't want me to tell you what I know?" I go, "No, I don't. Because that's not the woman I love. This is the woman I love. I love this one now, here, not that one back there." And it's the same way, you know, with Grammy. You know, we don't, you know, you got to let the past be the past. Don't, you know, and if somebody comes to you, you're in a relationship, if someone comes to you and says, "Hey, you know, I got a secret I could tell you about your partner," just tell them, "I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it," because it doesn't matter. It's not now. It's not the here and now. And that's another thing. Grammy lets me pretty much do whatever I want to do. I let Grammy do pretty much whatever she wants to do. And then with that happening, then we, you know, we do a lot of things together, because we have, you know, we've grown to have similar likes and that kind of stuff. And we love doing things together. We love laughing. We love goofing off. We like going and making fun of people that we're watching, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, we like having fun. But still, too, I mean, like the podcast, she has given up 4 years, Monday through Friday morning. She has given that all up so I could do... You know,
that's unconditional love. That's what I wanted to do. Love. Yeah.
Because you let me spend money on my yarn.
Wait, spending money? Wait a minute. Nobody said anything about spending money. You mean I can spend money?
No, you can't.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, Dutch.
Yeah, it sounds like a Dutch Zigzag episode there. Real funny thing, Monica, is one time Grammy and I were sitting there. This is how Dutch and Zigzag episodes happen, but we were sitting there talking. And I looked at her and I go, so where's all this money? she's cross stitching she's crocheting or something. She goes, what? I go, well, you know, we've been married now, you know, five, six, 7 years. So where's all this money that you have? And she goes, I don't have any money. I go, what do you mean you don't have money? She goes, no, you're the one with all the money. And I go, I don't have any money. She goes, you don't have no money? I go, no, I don't have no money. She goes, and I go, and you don't have no money? She goes, no, I don't have no money. I go, man, I thought you had money. She goes, I thought you had money. And we just looked at each other and went, well, ain't that about it?
We actually fell in love with each other.
Now what are we?
Knowing where the money was.
Now what are we going to do? We just found out that neither one of us have money. Well, I guess I have to keep going to work then. She goes, yep, you better get up and get going. Man, I'm sorry about getting all emotional.
No, that's perfect. No, it's beautiful. I felt you, and I couldn't, you know. But it's so beautiful how Grammy, got it back into the into the lab.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I do
want to
say one thing to Monica and to the listeners is that when you let yesterday go and you deal with today and tomorrow. If it be given to you, you'll be able to do like the old man and I do. When there's a family gathering, especially our eldest grandson, for his birthday, he always wants his grandparents to join him for a lunch or whatever. And that consists of his father's mother and father, his mom, his mom's mother and her husband, mm-hmm. and his grandpa and his wife. So he's very fortunate. He has three sets of grandparents that he loves to have around him on his birthday. So we all get along quite well. And, you know, I consider all friends and family. And to be able to say that being able to go and have fun and laughter with Patty, which was his kids' mom, mm-hmm. and her husband, and the four of us or the six of us can all get along, laugh and giggle, hugs, miss you all, good to see you, and all that excitement. That's what the children need in their lives.
Yeah, and it's spread Correct. Off to all the other brothers and sisters, too.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
I mean, and their
yes.
families and all that, mm-hmm. but, yeah.
So it works when you think of today and tomorrow and forget about yesterday, because yesterday's gone.
And if you think, and if you're there and you're thinking, well, I could never do that, I could never say you can't do something. Never say you can't do something. I mean, sure, maybe there's someone in your life that they won't receive what you're trying to do, and that's fine. If they don't receive it, see you later. Just cut them loose. But you know within your own heart that you're not that way anymore. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Yeah. And it's more of more tangible in that, you know, bringing it to the reality that sometimes our narratives doesn't let us, you know, bring that into real, because we're thinking and we're thinking for the others. We're, you know, we're not thinking what is the best for everyone. And I think doing this best for everyone and how you are able to not only talk about it, but doing it, makes a huge impact of any child's, you know, life or, you know, presence, or especially because we as an adults, we already develop our, you know, our prejudice, our things, but they're starting to see what we're doing for them, you know, we're the examples for them. So it's important that, you know, we sit down as, you know, put aside and everything and just be there for them in a positive way. And I think this is amazing. And bringing this into reality, not as a podcast or as an episode, as your real life, brings more connection for that. It's inspiring everyone that is listening, not only on the side of making a podcast or being a podcaster, but as a human, you know, even though they don't know you or they don't know Grammy in person. I don't even know you in person, but I feel that I know Grammy and you for, and I have so much respect for you, you know, that it's in me, it's like, wow, it's how can I embrace this inside, because I am connecting to your true self, you know, not necessarily the podcast, but who you are, and because that's why I love having you here, and it's amazing that you're sharing everything with me. Thank you, Grammy and Old Man again. I want to ask you, and I know we talk about the hiatus, you know, and then coming back on May 13, and I know you're gonna start doing Monday show. Right. Is there a way you can share to the audience how you're going to be doing the Monday, and then I think you're collaborating in other podcasts?
Well, I'm doing our Monday. The Old Man's podcast isn't going away. We're still going to be Monday mornings live from 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We want to be that podcast to get you up, get you going, and get you headed out the door for the week. Instead of every day of the week, we're just going to do it on Mondays. We're going to bump you up and get you going. And the format's not changing. We're still going to be the anti-anger, anti-hate. Have a good time. Sit down, have some coffee. Let's talk and get you in a good mood and get you up. That's not going to change. That's still the focus on our Monday podcast. And we're also going to be doing our trivia. That's not stopping. The trivia is going to keep going. So you'll always have that opportunity to win that $50 gift certificate from Glow Fro Denver. So that's always going to happen. And, you know, and we're going to still sing. We're still going to get the Old Man's Drunken Sailor Choir up there singing happy birthday to people. It might not be on your birthday, but if you got a birthday in the week, Eric's going to let us know, and we'll sing happy birthday to you on Mondays. So a lot of that stuff is still going to happen. You know, we're still the Old Man's podcast. We're not changing. And I am, I was asked by Crash Cat to help her with her podcast. She asked me if I would be a co-host for her. And that is on Thursday afternoons, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. So I'm in there with her, and I'm in there as Jimmy Jam. I'm Jimmy Jam, or as she likes to call me, Grumpy Poopy Pants. So there you go. but then that's going to happen. That's going to still be happening. And then every now and then I'm thinking about, like, Monica, Shonda and I have got together, and we've done these author highlights. Those are still happening. As a matter of fact, May 20th, we're going to be talking to Arch Kennedy on his book. So we're going to be interviewing him, and, that's done by Eric.
Eric got that ball rolling on that. Amazing.
We'll still be doing author highlights maybe once a month, and I'm going to try to reach out to podcasters. Like, we have our Promote Your Podcast. We were having our Promote Your Podcast on Fridays. If you've got a podcast you want to promote, email me. Email the Old Man at theoldmanspodcast.com. theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And tell me that you want to, you know, you want to talk about your podcast. And then what I will do is I'll get a hold of you, and we'll do a pre-recorded pre-recorded mini-cast on you talking about your podcast, and then we will publish and post that, you know, okay. through the week. So okay. we'll still be throwing things out there through the week, but they won't be live. They'll be, you know, pre-recorded and put out
okay.
that way.
And
yeah.
the Dutch and Sikh Sakh be also recorded, right? Pre-recorded.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're going to be doing. You know, I mean, I'm, like I said, you know, I have somebody say, you're quitting. No, no, you're retiring. No, 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 I'm not. I mean, I'm still here. I'm just backing. I'm pulling back on the harnesses. You know, I'm slowing the horses down. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down, big boy. Slow down. You know, so that's what I'm doing. So we're still got all this other stuff. It's still going to be a lot of fun. I'll still be popping into people's podcasts and help promoting, because we'll never stop promoting other people's podcasts. It's what we do. We right. love promoting right. podcasts. We like, I try to get into as many podcasts as I can, especially now, Monica, with the new podcasters that have come together with this coordinated effort project that you got going. I'm trying to get in there and make sure they feel welcomed and Thank that they're a part of this group and inspire. And I still want to be there to inspire you. You got questions about podcasting. You just want to talk or you're feeling a little down about your podcast. Email me and we'll talk, you know, we'll communicate with each other and keep you focused, keep you moving in the forward moment. I want to keep everybody moving forward. That's what I want to do. I want to keep everybody moving forward. And, you know, and be happy with what they're doing. You know, I want to just still continue to motivate people and keep them moving forward, you know. And, you know, I don't necessarily have to like your podcast. You know, hey, there's hundreds and hundreds of, there's millions of podcasts out there. You know, you're not going to like all the podcasts. You're not going to like all the podcasts. But what you can offer is encouragement. You know, you might not like what their podcast is, but you can still encourage them to keep moving forward because it's what they want to do. It's their vision, you know, and, you know, who am I to damper their vision? No, I want to keep their vision alive, keep them moving forward, you know. And, you know, I want to keep doing that. So that's why I put my email address in the chat room for everybody. And I've had the opportunity to help some great people, you know. Hey, I want to do this. What do you think? Yeah. You know, give it a shot. Go for it. Do what you want. I will say this to all you people out there wanting to do a podcast or you got podcasts going. You just want to stay true to your vision. Stay true to your mission. And stay true to who you are. Those are the three things right there. Stay true to those three things. Yeah, and then you want to be consistent. You want to be consistent. You know, if you're the one thing that I got to say about the Old Man's Podcast, if we're anything, you can say whatever you want, but the one thing you can't say is that we're not consistent, because we're on every morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. I mean, you could set a clock by us, and you just know that we're always on. And the same thing's going to happen now starting in May 13th. We're going to be there every Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We're always going to be there. You want to be consistent. If you say you're going to be on at a specific time, on a specific day, you want to make sure you do that. Because, like I said, there's millions of podcasts out there that people can choose to listen to. But what makes you unique is if you're consistent, they know when you're on, and they'll always be there to listen to you. You know, so just a little encouragement.
Great.
There.
Yes, and I think that's how I see the not only how you grew, but the continue or the envision of evolving the Old Man's Podcast. Not only the repetition made your reputation, but at the same time, you're connecting with the new podcasters, you know, that are coming in, and they see your progress, and they see in how you're evolution has been there. So it's an example, and you are, you know, definitely, and it's more inspiring having you and Grammy motivate them, you know, to follow their dreams.
Well, and Grammy and I, Monica, Grammy and I, in our hearts, we're teachers. We love to teach people. We love to encourage people. We like to, you know, help them down the road of their path, their chosen path. Not my path, their path. We like to help people that way. And, you know, that's, and if you take people under your wing and you help them grow, it helps you grow as a person yourself, you know. And so you want to continue. You are, you know, we are vessels of knowledge. We are vessels of knowledge of what we do. And if that vessel will fill to a point that if nothing's going out, if everything's coming in, then it's going to grow stagnant. It's going to be like the Dead Sea. Stuff coming in, nothing going out. So you want to keep your own life fresh and what you got going on fresh. Well, you've got to open up the valve and let your knowledge out. Let your knowledge out. Help some, find someone and help them. Give them some insight. Help them along. You know, be there for them, and then you will grow too as they grow. That's just one thing I've learned about being a mentor to people. So, for what it's worth.
And before we go, I want to say that a good, heartfelt, deeply heartfelt thank you for all of your support and the 4 years that you've stuck with the old man. I want to say that to Eric Kirk.
Yeah.
Because he has been there from day one and very supportive. And he has just opened a lot of doors.
You know, it's funny when
he gets out there and promotes just as much.
When I shared with a few people, a few close friends of mine, my idea of what I was going to do and cut back, they go, so what's going to happen with Eric? I go, what do you mean what's going to happen to Eric? Nothing's happening to Eric. Eric ain't going anywhere. Eric's there. You know, Monica, when I started this podcast, Eric was the first person to come mm-hmm. into the live show and the first person to call in. He's you know, you talk, how many listeners you have? You know, I've got, I don't know, well, around 65,000, 67,000 listeners. I don't know. How many followers you got? I got over 330, I got 3,300, well over that number of followers. But you know who the number one was? Who the number one was? Eric Kirk. And he's still here. You know, that's why Eric is a big part of this podcast and always will be. And I try to tell him as much as I can. I try to tell him as much as I appreciate him. And you know that, Eric. You know you're well appreciated.
Absolutely.
And he's a godsend.
Well, I know I've been loyal to you since I started Podbean 4 years ago. And then I know we got a few other friends. I know we would definitely, you know, thank them for their loyalty and support, like Jay Baby, who is down in the chat, and then who y'all affectionately call T-Bone. Of course, those are just two people who've been with y'all since the Dreadnought 928 days.
Yes.
You know, and
That's beautiful.
It's just...
Of course, along the way, we've met Russ, and we've met Amber, and then we met Doc and Crash, and then, of course, we had a couple of co-hosts, you know, also to leave us, and... But one thing, you know, about the Old Man's Podcast Show, like with some of the former co-hosts that left us, that the Old Man's Podcast Show helped make them podcasting stars, and the podcast helped make the podcast the success it is, and we can never forget that.
No,
mm-hmm.
no, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had a lot of people involved and a lot of good people, and we're thankful to everybody. We're thankful to everybody that's had their hand in the Old Man's Podcast. Podcast, you know, had their little hand involved in that, but outside of Eric, though, like I said, this whole thing would have never started if Rich did not call me and say, "Hey, would you be a co-host for me? I had another co-host quit on me. Will you be my co-host?"
Let me see. Rich wants to come here, and I don't know if he's able to join us.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, but, we've watched you grow, Monica, and we've yes. watched other people grow too. Like, and I know in Russ's podcast is going to grow even more with the Tuesday through Friday shows from the Old Men's Podcast going away. He's going to be debuting a new production called The Middle, which that should really be a lot of fun. And I'm sure you're going to be seeing me and Amber and Crash and Doc, you know, and a few other friends contributing. And then the Old Man and Grammy might drop in every now and again. And you'll still see Wanda and Shep and Cindy and some of the other Laguna Not Outside Normal and Pulse Podcast friends there.
I just want to say that this has been the most heartfelt and brilliant interview that I have heard on Podbeam. It's been well thought out. The questions are just tremendous. The insight and the ability to pull out this humanity that you did out of these two, because, you know, it's just an amazing thing. And I mean, I'm his son, and I'm, you know, their son. And I would say that you truly made them human, and I have learned about them. Because growing up as a boy with the Old Man, it was a different story. And but like he said, he changed. And that change through Yvonne and through his life, it's been profound. And I just really, truly appreciate you doing this, because I know my dad better. And I know my mom better. I know Yvonne and them better because of this interview. And it's just, I was on this roller coaster. I mean, I cried. And this is just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I thank you so much for doing that, for them and for us.
I love you, everyone. And I'm just so happy to be just the liaison and the vessel, you know. At the end of the day, I share this with the Old Man the first day I met him. It might be my five last hours, and I've been living like this for the past 20 years, and that's how I connect with people. And it's so beautiful to be able to bring this part of the Old Man, that I was able to connect with him, and I wish everyone got a little bit of Grammy and Old Man through this. Thank you.
It's a tremendous podcast, and I hope you do plenty more of these interviews, because this is bringing Podbeam and podcasting on our level just to another benchmark, where you're challenging others to do this same kind of thing. Well thought out, well produced, brilliant podcast, and it's just tremendous. And I appreciate hearing this, and of course I am honored to be the reason why you guys have had so many years of fun. But that's just the dad I know. Just grab you and throw you by your hair and tickle you until you peed your pants, and just we had a great time. But you really made him a human to me and to the world, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Rich, for being here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Richie, and
remember Lake Placid.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get punched in the face. You better watch out. Try to scare me. And you didn't even give me a warning. That's the problem. You didn't even warn me. That guy almost got knocked up. Out.
No, I warned him.
I know.
I warned him. But he just
told him not. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't.
It's just another time where we're scaring each other there. That's so funny. I love you guys. I'm going to let you guys go.
That's so beautiful.
Love you too, Rich.
So
thanks,
beautiful.
Man.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks, buddy.
And I'll also add, Monica, you really knocked it out of the park doing some more recent interviews, including Nicole, a.k.a. The Nightingale. And
yes.
And I could probably see you lining up interviews with Amber May, you know, and then you also appearing on her podcast, which I'm confident she would return the favor to you. And I'm confident that you would really enjoy John DeVito and James from Slightly Serious, the Beans and Weenies gang of Scooter, Spanky, and Jester, and some of the other friends we've gotten to meet on Podbean and have, over the past few years, gotten to know.
Well, yes. I got to tell you, Monica, I was scared. I was scared coming in and doing the interview with you. And
really? Oh, no.
The reason being is because the emails you send me the emails you send me, I share them with Grammy. I go, man, it's like Monica's a lawyer. I mean, it's the way you're verb. You're so well. You're so good at expressing yourself and using words. And I mean, you got this hillbilly from Arizona all nervous, going, "Oh my man." I was getting ready to plead the fifth. I go, I don't know. I need to plead the fifth on some stuff, I think. And, but no, Monica, since you and I talked on that first interview, before that, really, when we first met, I got to tell you, I am so honored and so blessed, to know you, because your podcast is everything you dreamed it to be in my eyes. I mean, you've got everything, you know, it's all lined out. It's very professional. You've got everything cranking. I mean, and the proof's in the pudding. I mean, look at your numbers. Look at your, you know, you're getting the downloads and the followers and that. I mean, you put out a very, very thoughtful, excellent product. And you sell yourself very well. I am so honored, and I will do whatever I can to help you achieve your goals. I mean, you already know that. You and I have talked.
No, yes, we're working on it towards, you know, I want my community to be able to pursue their dreams.
I want to help you, and I want to help all these people. You know, I mean, this is your vision, and you incorporated me in your vision, and I'm so thankful for that. Because
thank you, I love you, I love you, Grammy.
I love you too, baby. Love you.
Thank you. And I think we're coming to the end of the conversation, but I want to express my gratitude, my everything that my producer and I have is gratitude and admiration for you guys. And thank you for dedicating this time to be here and connect through my audience and connect through your heart and your feelings. And happy Kids Day!
Yeah, happy Kids Day! Exactly.
Mother's Day is coming up next month, too.
Yes, Mother's Day, but Mother's Day in Mexico is different. Mother's Day in Mexico is every May 10th, and you guys, I think, is the second Sunday, right, of the month.
Second Sunday of May.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And is there anything you would like to share, Grammy and Jim, before we close the we end the show?
Any questions? I'll answer them.
I'll just want to say thank you, Miss Monica, for inviting me on this adventure. And it's a growth for me. And even at my age, I can learn something new. And that's my goal. I try to learn something new every day and be positive about it and advise those that are, or embrace those that are in a negative arena to find the bright side and get out of that negativeness. Because that's not going to do anything but tear you up. It'll tear you up inside and on the outside. Mm-hmm. So just stay positive and instill positivity in others. And while you're out there and walking around and doing, show others love. Say hello. Mm-hmm. And especially to your elders. Because I like to say, hello, how are you? And they'll look at me like, huh? I said, I'm just so happy you're out here and you're getting around and doing. I have been blessed to see you today. And thank you for that.
Amen. Yes.
That's all you have to say. Just say hello. Let them know you see them. And give them a smile. And you'd be surprised at how far a hello and a smile will go. Because you don't know what could be going through their mind at the time or what they're going through. But to know that someone saw you, said hello, and smiled
And you could change their lives. Totally, yes. I agree with you, Grammy. Yes.
So, that's it from Grammy.
Oh, thank you.
But I have enjoyed this. I respect it, and I respect you. It's made it a very pleasant experience for me, because most of the time, I'm not always on, but I do listen, and this has been a learning experience for Grammy, and I appreciate you and your producer for doing this.
Thank you.
Because I got to tell on the old man.
Oh, great. Here we go. That's another podcast coming up right there.
But thank you. And thank you, hot people, for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you, everyone in the chat. Thank you, Johnny, Eric, Cindy, Russ, DJRV. Baby, Glow, Flood, Denver, Mix, Dixie, Richie, Paul G, and everyone else. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Absolutely. Is there anything you would like to add, Eric, before we close the show?
Here on the podcast, like, the number one rule, you know, when is to always be yourself and to always be grateful because life goes on, and I know we're still gonna be here, you know, producing great content.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for being here, everyone. And I'm just gonna play the mariachi music.
Or as the Golden Girls theme song would say, thank you for being a friend.
Oh, Eric, I love you. You know that I love you and I admire you. And thank you for, we haven't met, but I promise that we'll meet someday in person and I'll give you a big hug.
And I'm going to work on obtaining more copies of Arch's book. That way I could try to get you your autographed copy, Monica.
Oh, yes, in the Spanish, right? We were looking into doing it in Spanish, too. Yes.
Right. And, you know, and I'm sure you'll enjoy reading Arch's book. And I'm sure, you know, Arch would probably at some point enjoy hearing from you.
Yes, it will be May 20. Is that the right
May date? May 20th is the May author highlight interview. My personal friend I've been known for almost 4 years, you know, the published author of the book, The Weather's Fine. His name is Arch Kendi. So definitely be at the Old Man's Podcast show for that show. And you might even see him pop up at a couple other shows.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being here today. And we're going to end the interview, this beautiful interview with the old man and Grammy. And I'm going to play the Jarabe Tapatio. That's a very beautiful mariachi. Thank you, everyone.
Artlist.io.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Baila que baila la luna, baila que baila mi amor.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Grammy. Thank you, everyone.
Que baila mi amor, tengo la grande fortuna de estar en tu corazón. Baila que baila la luna, baila que baila mi amor, tengo la grande fortuna de estar en tu corazón. Centro, adivina qué es lo que yo quiero, izquierda, derecha, pa' dentro, tequila pa' mi perdición.
Bye-bye. And until the next life, TIK Radio.